I've always liked Ofcot. I've been going to Ofcot since just about I can remember. But sometimes Ofcot is just not available to me. Well, there was one time when I was getting a little bit too old to go to Ofcot with the whole family. I had to stay aboard in school. But I came home one weekend and my daddy said, "Son, your sister's come back from Ofcot with your mother. And you might as well go and see what she's brought back. She's brought guinea pigs, guinea fowl, ostriches, little baby tigers. Of course, I was just about knocked off my feet. And I said, "Really, Daddy? She brought all those animals back?" "Go ahead, son," said. "You might as well go on and have a look for yourself." So I ran across the yard to the den, and there she was, my little sister. She didn't have baby tigers and kangaroos, of course, but she had the cutest little doggies. And 3 or 4 kittens, just about cutest you'd ever see in your whole damn life. I tell you something. From that day forth, my sister and I, we just about gave those little creatures all the love in the world they deserved. Yeah, we loved those animals. We'll be right back.
A body bows to the untutored wave of a child. We are living on memorial time. The holy places of homelands, high regions, mountains, icebergs, where animals erect their altars to their animal-headed gods. But Lloyd, you put it on and wear it without looking too closely. Then, when you look down, you see how teddy it has become, or more likely, how teddy it was all along, frayed at the edges, covered in muck, buttons all but fallen off. Whoever thought that this was a good fit? Better to be an animal trawling through an unending landscape than to be this creature, impotent in the awareness of that ever-encroaching horizon. We want to know right up to the limit, sad Kilroys that we are, perving into our neighbor's garden where truth is unclad and where even the figs don't wear leaves. If you are too aware, then you can't act. You need a little polite stupidity to get on in life. Animals are old as soon as they are born because time stands still in the enclosure, late prescribed according to the protection plan. Rise at 6, 12 degrees centigrade, breakfast displayed. No lunch as it causes drowsiness. The visitors can't stand a sleeping animal. Lazy, that's what they are if they are seen to sleep during the day. And however many signs saying that it is their natural cycle, being from a different country as well as a different species, the people cannot help but project their own disappointments onto the animals. Lazy, proud, greedy, dirty. All these slurs are smeared over them until we cannot see the animal at all, only the distorted image of ourselves. Their simple movements have become suspect. They walk, but they do not dance. This is their decline. What is the happiness of ants if not the unencumbered movements of their limbs? The beganimals, the precedence of the law of expression, this century's innocence. Their innocence radiates Edenic imbecility. Poor slugs, not even a razor in sight to slither across.